Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We have two of the region's finest chefs and restaurateurs in the studio with us today, and they will answer your questions about food and fine dining. Susanna Singh is the culinary mind behind the Umana Restaurant and Wine Bar in Albany, and Dale Davidson is the business mind behind it. They specialize in global cuisine, specifically street food from around the world, flavors from Ethiopian cooking, South American cooking, and more. Chef Singh was born in a small village in the South American country of Guyana. Her introduction to the culinary life came at age 8 in her mother's kitchen. She's drawn on her East Indian heritage, growing up in a diverse country, and her extensive travels for her cooking. She spent time as a head chef in Trinidad and Tobago's capital city of Port of Spain, and now she's cooking up a storm right here in the capital city of New York. She also has a culinary arts degree from Schenectady County Community College. Dale Davidson opened up Umana 2 years ago, also from Guyana. She has traveled the world connecting with people and cultures and bringing it to her entrepreneurial endeavors. Try saying it 4 times. Umana bills itself as offering street food from around the world, and we'll get a taste of that coming up. But first, we'll get to know our guests. Give us a call now, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also get in touch with us online. Check in on Facebook at facebook.com/WAMC Radio. Tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop, or you can email voxpop@WAMC.org. But again, the phone number is 800-348-2551. Susanna and Dale, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a long introduction, but we're finally into the show now.
Yes, we are.
So, okay, street food from around the world, it's a big world.
Yes.
Let's define what you consider to be street food.
Well, what I would like to say is my thought of street food has to do with a very authentic, raw experience that primarily women in the developing world have got to do to become creative to sustain their families. So they have taken their cooking styles and the methods that have been passed on to them from generations, and they have brought it out simply in kitchens from out of their homes, at marketplaces, on street corners, and the flavors are strong. They're very well layered, and these women are very, very popular because the taste is so consistent. And it's varied.
Dale, you came from a financial background. How did you, and do you, you must love this. You must love this.
I am so passionate about this. My mom was a home economics teacher, and my father was an agriculture economist. So I was in an environment constantly where food and the value of food and agriculture and elevating food was very, very prevalent in my home. So my dad traveled a lot as a professor, and he brought a lot of people from around the world into my home. And the joy was that everyone wanted to see what Mrs. Davidson would create.
Ah, and what did she create?
She created a lot of things. One time, I remember we had friends in from Eastern Europe, and she was making something with plantains. And the plantain, she boiled them too long, so the plantains became too soft.
Mm-hmm.
So she got the plantain, she crushed them, she put some butter, she rolled them, and then she rolled them in nuts, put them in the oven, and it crisped up. The nuts crisp on the plantain balls. And I said, Mom, what is this now? She said, let's call it plantain surprise.
She made it up. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so.
Chef Singh, you're here. You're obviously fairly young. How did you end up in Albany area here?
Well, I came to Schenectady. When I came from my country, I came to Schenectady with my parents. And then I happened to find Dale. I started at a restaurant. I started at the front of the house because the back of the house, there wasn't any positions available.
Mm-hmm.
So I started there at the front of the house, and I got to know the menu. And then we started to improvise, and then that's how I got to Albany.
And improvising really is a key to,
yes,
to great cooking, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. It is.
Yes, it is.
So you started, according to the introduction that Jessica wrote up for us, you started in your mom's kitchen at age 8.
Yes.
What was your mom's specialty?
Curry.
Oh, well, all right.
Yes, that's an Indian favorite, curry chicken, curry beef, anything curry, we curry everything.
It's so delicious. Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. We're joined by Susanna Singh, and Dale Davidson of Umana Restaurant in Albany. Where is it in Albany?
We are at 236 Washington Avenue in the Townsend Park area, right across from Central Avenue in Washington. We're between Henry Johnson Boulevard and Lark Street.
And it's been open a couple of years now.
We've been open the first weekend of this month. It's been our second year.
It's been well received?
It has been very well received.
Do you feel that part of your mission is educating people?
Without a doubt. And another part of the mission is pretty much, Umana means meeting place for all people. It's a gathering place. So that is why I thought that I would create a space where people of all ethnicities, religious beliefs, philosophies can come together. Because I believe that we are more alike than we are not alike. And one factor that is an equalizer is food.
Mm. Yeah, well said. Well said. Speaking of food, what did you bring today?
We bought curry pumpkin fritters.
Can I look?
Yes, you can, with mango chutney.
Oh, that looks delicious. Oh, boy, I can't wait. Now, usually the way this show runs is we'll talk a while,
yes,
and then when the calls start coming in, that's when the host gets to eat.
Oh.
So if you want to help the host eat, you can call 1-800-348-ON. Look at this. I mentioned food, and there's my producer. You can call 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. And we are joined today by Susanna Singh, who is a chef at Umana Restaurant and Wine Bar in Albany, and Dale Davidson, who opened this. Okay. So you're both from Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
You both didn't know each other.
No.
How did the connection happen? How did you both end up in Albany?
Well, how did I end up in Albany? In my country, in Guyana, and Suzanne is very familiar with this, at 10 years old, the country, thousands of students take a very competitive examination called the Common Entrance Examination. And there are only a few slots for the top high schools. So my parents, who were both educators, said to my sisters and I, if you do well and you come within a certain percentile, your gift from us will be a trip to Albany, New York, because my aunt was recruited here in 1970 to Albany Med as her head nurse.
You know, you might be the only person who ever received a trip to Albany.
I know, but that's a big thing for a girl coming from South America.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years old. So I came to 188 Morris Street at 10 years old because I did quite well, and I was passed for a school called Bishop's High School, which was the top girls' school in the country. And later, when I was working in the financial industry in New York City, my colleagues were coming up to Saratoga during the summer because many of them went to Skidmore College. So that was my reintroduction to Albany because on the way, of course, to Saratoga, I saw Albany and I was familiar with this place. So that was why
Okay, so as a financial person, did you see, this is a market that is perfect?
I saw as a financial person that the return on my investment for any type of investing in real property would have been much better than the competitive environment and spirit in New York City. And I had a goal that I was going to transition from my financial life at 35 years old. So I had to hustle.
That takes some guts.
Yeah. And 2 weeks before my 35th birthday, I gave in my resignation and moved into other things.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And Susanna, so you're, I assume, still learning all the tricks as far as, you know, cooking street food from around the world.
I think I have it pretty much covered.
You have everything covered?
Pretty much.
Everything.
But we're always open to new ideas. We always try to have new items on the menu and specials. So every week there's something new to experience at Umana.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
My favorite thing is curry goat with naan, coconut curry goat with naan that we cook for 5 hours.
Okay, now I know I have to go there. Okay, thank you for that. The number to call here is 800-348-2551. Let's go to the phones and Christine in Mount Tremper. Christine, you're on.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
Good. Nice to have you here.
Oh, yeah, it's nice to be here. I'm so unfamiliar with the kind of food that you ladies are speaking about, but I was in Tobago, and I got a roti from the street vendor, and it was so delicious. And
now, what is
I don't
that?
Know how to make a roti, and I was wondering if there was any chance you could, you know, maybe is there a website or is there a way that you can guide me through it after I hang up, maybe just give some information on an easy way to make roti and maybe a couple of other simple dishes because I love food, ethnic foods from all over the world.
Do you want to hang on the line for a minute and try to get your answer, Christine?
Sure, I will.
Okay, roti. First of all, what is it?
Roti is a...
It's a West Indian flatbread.
Mm. Yes.
It's a West Indian flatbread that is very, very popular in Indo-Guyanese and Indo-Trinidadian families, where it is used in replacement of, you know, how we would use bread.
Mm-hmm.
In the mornings, you know, people make roti.
Yeah, and from scratch.
From scratch, with flour and
baking
powder and everything. It's like a stretch your virgin to naan, where naan
sure.
is like, it's hardier.
Compact, yes.
Yes.
Isn't it a different kind of flour, like a pea flour, a chickpea flour?
No, you could use an all-purpose flour.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, it's a very simple recipe. All you need is all-purpose flour, and
yeah.
you need baking powder and some water, and that's all you need. And a pinch of salt. You can look it up on any website. Just type it in on Google, how to make roti Guyanese style.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yes.
All right. Well, Christine, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it very much. The number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come right back with Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana Restaurant and Wine Bar in Albany. Stand by.
See, that's a question to me.
Support for WMC comes from Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts. Planning and catering weddings, showers, reunions, and other gatherings, indoors or out, at the Curtis House, with 3 rooms available, or at a variety of venues around the area, gloriosaco.com. Berkshire Co-op Market, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, a community-owned natural grocery store dedicated to sustainable agriculture, the local economy, and the environment, berkshire.coop. Metroland, an alternative news weekly, serving New York's Capital Region and Western Massachusetts. The Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs, educating children pre-K through grade 12 and striving to inspire a lifelong love of learning, waldorfsaratoga.org. And Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings, Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com.
Very tasty show we have here. It's Vox Pop, it's Food Friday, and we are joined today by Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana Restaurant in Albany, and the number to call is 800-348-2551. That was really tasty. Susanna, what did I just eat?
You had curry pumpkin fritters with mango chutney.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's good. And it's finger food, and
yes.
I love it. We brought forks in, but... Forks, bah!
Who needs forks?
Exactly. All right, back to the phones we go. John in Ghent. John, you're on.
Hi. I just thought I'd call. I just was so excited when I heard we had some Guyanese guests. I spent 2 years in near Rose Hall.
Really? In Berbice?
In Berbice, yes. I was in the Peace Corps back in the 60s.
Oh, my goodness.
And I get a real hankering every once in a while for some real Guyanese curry.
Oh, so you have
and
to come to
I have to go all the way to Queens.
Well, now you can come. You're in Ghent. We're in Albany.
I'm sorry?
We are in Albany.
I wrote down your address,
yes.
and I will be there.
Okay, and just identify yourself, John. So that ask for Dale, the owner, and so we will know that you are the person who called in.
Okay, well, I've been to several Indian restaurants, like there's one in Great Barrington.
Yes.
And I asked for roti, and it was not right.
Okay, well, this is what we'll do. Before you come, if you call us at our number 518-915-1699.
Okay, I walked away from my
phone. We have the link on the website, wmc.org/voxpop.
Okay, great.
Okay, if you can call before, Susanna will make the Guyanese-style roti for
boy.
You.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Command performance. Hey, John, thanks for the call.
Yeah, certainly.
Bye now. 1-800-348-2551. I cannot get over how delicious that is. I might have to have another one. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the phone so I can have another one. Ben in Albany. Ben, you're on.
Hi. I'm just calling to say that I've been to Umana about 3 or 4 times, and I'm glad to hear you guys on the radio because I always think it's a hidden gem in Albany.
Yes,
each
it
time
is.
I've been there, it's been absolutely wonderful. The food is wonderful. The atmosphere is great. And I'm glad to see that you're getting more publicity here.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you so much.
And I'll be back soon.
Thank you, Ben.
I love this. I'm a sucker for curry. Now, what kind of curry did I have?
Curry pumpkin.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes, and back home, my mom, we cut the pumpkin up, and we saute it with onion, garlic, and we put a hint of curry, marsala, and a little cumin, and you eat it with homemade roti.
And so the good thing about our curry is that we bring our curries blends directly from Guyana.
From Guyana, yes.
And you know, we had an Indian chef on, Chef Hari on, not too long ago.
Yeah.
And spices are so important
to
what he does. And there's a real skill involved. Do you grind your own?
Yes.
Yeah? And where did you learn that skill?
My mom.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. We grind, we put it on the stove in a little pan and we heat it up. And then you have the two bricks and you just grind it like that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's so delicious.
By hand, yes.
So you learned a lot from mom?
Yes, I did.
And is your mom still with us?
Yes.
And so she's still cooking?
Yes. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Two meals a day, every day. We cook a lot in our house. We don't ever go out. And we cook a lot in our house.
That sounds like my house. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. And we're joined today by Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana Restaurant and Wine Bar in Albany. So the hipsters must like this, right?
I really find that they do. What has been a really, really big, I would call it a cultural phenomenon for Umana, is when we introduced Ethiopian food just approximately 4 to 5 months ago.
Yeah.
I never knew that so many people wanted to taste Ethiopian food, have tasted Ethiopian food, have been to Ethiopia, have adopted Ethiopian children in the area, and they want them to experience the culture. So every Friday and Saturday night, we offer injera, which is the Ethiopian flatbread, with some of their spicy sauces and stews made of with their beriberi spices. So it's been a really, really great thing for the community at large. And I don't know what to say.
Where did you pick up those recipes? Have you traveled there?
I've traveled to East Africa.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone to Ethiopia. But I've been to really authentic places in East Africa run by Ethiopians who have migrated to like Tanzania and Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew exactly what it should taste like. I had a very good idea.
And again, you're filling a niche here.
Well, that is what we were told.
See, that's your financial background coming back. It's very, very wise.
Yes.
Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. And we'll go back to the phones in just a moment. We're joined today by Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana Restaurant in Albany, and wine as well, yeah?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and give us a good wine pairing for what I just ate. Mmm.
Mm.
Ah, now who's the expert? All right, let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Winston in Albany. Winston, you're on.
Hi, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. How are you doing, guys?
Nice to have
good.
You here.
Very well, thank you.
Good, and this is a Guyanese here.
Well, all right.
Oh, hi, I could hear it from your accent.
Yes.
From Essequibo.
Oh, nice. My parents are from Essequibo. My dad is from Anna Regina, and my mother's from Dartmouth.
Your dad was a headmaster.
Yes, he was, and then he was the head of Guyana School of Agriculture.
I know him very well.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
It's a small world.
It's a small world.
Okay, and I am from Dartmouth.
You're from Dartmouth, so you know my mom.
I am. Well, I know your mom.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. This is your life all of a sudden.
I tell you.
But what I wanted to say, there was a woman who called earlier about eating roti for the first time in Tobago.
Yes.
What I wanted to say is that the roti that she would have been most likely talking about
is dal puri.
The dal puri.
Yes.
Yes.
So the recipe that was given would have been for what Trinidad will call bossop shot.
Yes.
Yes.
Which we call the regular roti.
Yes.
So I just wanted to make that comment. Yeah.
Thank you, Winston. Thank
Not
you.
A problem. And it's a pleasure enjoying your program.
Thank you. And you have to come to Umana.
I certainly will.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Will. Have a good day.
You too. Take care now. Bye now.
1-800-348-2551. Are you enjoying the show? It's fun taking calls. You're okay with this?
Yes. We are quite fine.
All right.
Quite fine.
All right. And, you know, see, I count several more of those. So if we get some more calls, I may have to eat some more. But it's sure nice to have you both here. And I was kidding before about the wine pairing. But who does the wine for your establishment?
Well, we do. We work with someone from a company called Wineboat, Joe Armstrong. And he comes in and he coaches, the staff, mm-hmm. in front, the front of the house people. I would say that a good wine, because this is spicy.
Yes.
I would say that's something that complements it. We have fair trade wines from South Africa.
Mm.
Yes, Fair Valley wines. And there's a white Fair Valley wine that I'm not sure what the name is, but I think that this will go exactly very, very well with this.
The Bouquetrabe will go good with
the Bouquetrabe, yes, will go very well with it. Bouquetrabe is, a semi-sweet wine.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably want a little sweet to go with the spice.
Yes, a semi-sweet wine from a fair trade from in South Africa, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, South African wine.
We have a South African wine flight. That you could sample three different South African wines. There's two red and one white, I think.
But, I mean, over the last 20 or 30 years, I'm sure that they were making good wine for a long time, but it seems to be there's a lot of good South African wine now.
And, you know, interestingly enough, when I started this, I wanted the first set of wines that I wanted on the wine menu were South African wines. And the I couldn't find anyone who really was dealing with
distributing
that here until, because I did, a couple of years ago, I did go on the South African wine route and I truly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And until I found Joe and he said, this is what we're going to do, because people are saying, oh, we don't distribute it, it's not good, all sorts of things. And as soon as Joe came in and he said, let us introduce the flight and we celebrate the life and times of Nelson Mandela with the flight, we could not keep those wines stocked.
I'll be darned.
And they're still going very well.
That's terrific. Back to the phones we go at 1-800-348-2551. We're joined by Dale Davidson and Susanna Singh of Umana Restaurant in Albany. Barbara in Selkirk, you're on.
Hi. I've been listening for maybe the last 15 minutes, and I'm about to get out of the car, and I have not heard the address of this restaurant, which is causing me great grief.
I'm
wondering if you could repeat it again.
Okay, we are at 236 Washington Avenue in Albany, New York. We are between Lark Street and Henry Johnson Boulevard.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, well then I'll be there.
Okay,
Barbara,
thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You know, it's literally around the corner from the station.
Yes,
and I had
no
idea you existed until I saw the script for the program today. So that's great. But no lunches, so I can't sneak over during lunchtime.
No, but we have a great Sunday brunch.
Really?
From 10
to 3.
Give
us an example of what would be on the Sunday brunch.
We have a Southern-style shrimp and grits.
Really?
We have red velvet chicken and waffles.
Red velvet chicken and waffles?
Yes.
Explain.
Red velvet chicken and waffles. It's a waffle made with red velvet. And then Southern fried chicken.
Wow.
With a maple gravy.
Wow.
And the reason why we have like the Southern style shrimp and grits is that our head chef for brunch is from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes.
So he does it very, very well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
And we have Eggs Benedict. We have pork belly omelet. We have codfish omelet. We have curry chickpea marsala omelets.
Oh, that sounds good.
With home fries. And
yes.
Everything is made from scratch every day, fresh every day.
You know, note to you too, the next time you're on the program, you can bring a lot of these things.
Okay, we will.
Because it's always good for
you. You seem to enjoy it, so.
Oh, yes, I do. And you can see, I eat with my hands, I make a mess. This is what I do. It's how I roll. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Joined today by Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana right here in Albany. And a restaurant that, again, I didn't even know existed, but now I do.
Yes.
And you're right around the corner on Washington Ave.
Yes.
Now, if you did lunch,
you will be there.
Station personnel over there.
What we're doing for the holiday season, though, we are hosting holiday lunches for companies and lunch parties. So if you would like to book a holiday lunch party.
Okay. Well, we have the we have all of your contact information on our website, WAMC.org/VoxPop. Let's go over to Leslie in New Paltz. Leslie.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I was wondering if I could toast spices if they're already in a powdered form.
I don't think so. I don't think if it's in a powdered form, it would be very hard for you to toast it because it would mostly stick to the pan. It's mostly like if you're doing for example, if you're doing cumin seeds instead of cumin powder, it's better to toast the spice itself, the general spice, because when you crush it, you get more flavor. When it's already crushed and you toast it, there's not much flavor to extract than when it's whole together. So when the spice is whole and then you toast it and then grind it, that's where you get the bold flavor.
Mm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
have a good
Leslie.
Day.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-348-2551. Susan in Great Barrington is next. Susan.
Hi there. there.
Hi.
I'm delighted. I'm thrilled that you guys offer Ethiopian food, which I came to love in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yes, yes.
And I often hanker for injera, and there is one from, I think it's Mader Jaffrey's book, for, I don't know, no, why would it be Mader Jaffrey? No, it's from a East African book, cookbook.
Okay.
That offers. You make it with seltzer and with Aunt Jemima's pancake mix.
Oh, really?
To approximate it. But I'm wondering how you guys make it and if it requires a special flour that you have to bring in.
Yes, it definitely requires a special flour called teff.
Okay.
Which, yes, teff, which is a flour that is gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what we have done is we have an Ethiopian woman make our injera. So we get it exactly as it should be.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm thrilled. I will be visiting you one weekend then for that.
Well thank
nice.
You so much, Susan. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Over to Sherry in Schenectady. Sherry, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good, nice to have you here.
I just wanted to comment on the restaurant. I was there several times. Food is delicious. Service is great. The chef comes out. She interacts with everyone. And Dale is there all the time. And they have a great sangria.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Yeah.
That I did not know. Now, do Dale and Susanna boss a lot of people around?
No. They're friendly.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, sometimes the restaurateurs and the head chefs, they can be a little bossy.
They're not. Everyone seems like they get along really good.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Sherry.
1-800-348-2551. Jim in North Pownall, Vermont. Jim, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Nice to have you on.
Hi, Jim.
Nice to be here. I just wanted to kind of pump local wines. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a place in Armenia, New York, mm-hmm. which is right down the road on Route 22, called Cascade Winery.
I'm familiar with them. We have been looking at more local wines. Actually, we are looking at one to put on the menu right now. And I'm familiar with Cascade.
The wines that they produce are spectacular, and they're local, and... Mm-hmm. You know.
Yes, yes.
Well,
why import it from South Africa?
Well, basically, why we have wines that are South African is because the context of what we are trying to promote and elevate is an international experience.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, I understand that completely.
Uh-huh.
And I love South African wines,
okay.
But I also love local wines.
Yes, we are working on that. We've just added definitely to the beverage menu something called Nine Pins.
Cider.
Cider.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
what would that pair with?
That, I said it would pair with this.
Okay.
I drank it with some of this. And we also have a sweet potato and cumin fritter.
Ooh.
And it went very well with that.
Nice. Jim, thank you so much for the call. Now, I mean, when you're selecting a local wine, and New York has had over the last 20, 30 years an explosion of great wines.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, it was just in the far western part of the state where you had some Rieslings but now there are many. But I would assume that it would take some real research to find the taste that would go
exactly.
authentically.
Exactly. And that is what my friend of the house manager, Ariel, and Ray Beth are doing right now.
Mm.
So Ray Beth just found some a gentleman in Altamont, she said, he brought all of his wines this week.
Yeah.
And this is our project right now, tasting and
pairing with food.
It's a very tough job, having to taste all the wine.
And eat all the good food.
You know, somebody's got to do it. Number to call is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. I'll tell you what, Zach, a little bit early, but we'll take a break, and then we'll get back to the phones. It's Vox Pop. It's a Food Friday. We're joined by Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana Restaurant and Wine Bar in Albany. Back to the phones in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Agricultural Stewardship Association. Helping people conserve farmland in the Upper Hudson Valley, we conserve good farmland for good forever. agstewardship.org. Harold's Ice Cream, Thorne's Marketplace, downtown Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 300 flavors of handcrafted dairy and dairy-free ice creams, cakes, hot fudge, and more. Harold's.com. Munson Williams Proctor Arts Institute Museum in Utica, presenting Monet to Matisse, The Age of French Impressionism, 60 works by Monet, Degas, Renoir, Matisse, and more, closing November 29th, mwpai.org. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, now booking holiday parties at the restaurant in Sunderland and throughout western Massachusetts, blueherondining.com/catering. And Shire City Sanctuary, 10th Annual Holiday Shindy, December 11th to 13th, original regional crafts and artisanal food products, ShireCitySanctuary.com.
Vox Pop on WAMC. 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. We talk all sorts of international street food today with Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana in Albany. And let's go over to Matt in Schenectady. Hi, Matt. You're on.
How we doing?
Good. How we doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call and comment and let Chef Susan and Dale know that they're doing a great job. And I really love the restaurant, and I want to have more people go out there and get the experience.
Wow.
Thank you, Matt.
I don't think I've done a show with so many compliments. Now, you're not paying these people, right?
No, I wish I could get the wonderful experience with the two.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Over to Denise in Saugerties. Hi, Denise, you're on.
Hi. I was so excited when I heard this program because I lived in Washington, D.C. for a lot of years, and there are a lot of Ethiopian restaurants there.
Yes, there are.
So I became addicted. In fact, we had one of the restaurants sponsor the radio program we had there. Okay. But I have a question. You were talking about serving local wines, but do you by any chance serve honey mead?
We certainly do. We certainly do have Ethiopian honey wine.
Mm.
Oh.
Where is it, is my question. Oh, well. The host gets nothing. Yeah.
Wonderful, but it'll knock you out.
Yes. Bring a designated driver, Denise, when you come.
I'm driving from Sorites to get to that restaurant. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For the call. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. And let's go to Stephen and Gardner. Stephen.
Hi there. I went and checked out the website. I'm very interested in the food. It sounds wonderful. But maybe I missed it, but there doesn't seem to be a menu for the Friday, Saturday Ethiopian delicacies. Will there be one?
It's every Friday and Saturday. Basically, we put it as a, you know, it's a small part in the menu where we don't have a full Ethiopian menu. We offer injera, and of course we offer stewed beef in beriberi sauce, beriberi spices, and different sides. It can be cabbage, it can be kale, it can be whatever.
Pumpkin, eggplant,
whatever. But in terms of other Ethiopian dishes, we do not offer a full Ethiopian menu. We just offer, a very popular Ethiopian menu along with everything else that we have.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Fantastic. A lot of interest in the Ethiopian menu.
Yes, that has been a game changer.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Any thoughts of expanding that in the future?
Well, we've thought about it. I think that it's something that we have to learn to do very well before we put it out there. So.
Yes, because I've never cooked Ethiopian food before, but as a chef, you improvise, and then we went over this Ethiopian food about 10 times until we got it right before we even give it to the customers or introduce it on our menu. So we went through it over and over and over. We had people who had Ethiopian food taste it, give our feedback. We go it over and over until we make it perfect. So before we put another item on the menu that's Ethiopian, we have to learn the skill and we have to develop it before. We're working on some stuff.
Yeah.
And eventually we'll get a bigger Ethiopian menu.
So really, this is a learning experience for you as well.
Yes, it is. Every day, you learn something new every day.
And that's the way it should be. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. Robert in Hudson. Robert, you're on.
Oh, thank you. It's a great show. I appreciate it, but you know, I'm familiar with the wines of that that Armenia winery. You got to be very, very careful of the vintage, particularly the year. There were a couple of years in which the wine was really
okay. All right, we get the point. But we appreciate that. Anything else you want to add before we?
I'm on my way. I'm on my way to the restaurant.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, it's not open right now, is it?
It's open at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
All right, so take your time, Robert.
I'll be there at 5 or maybe shortly. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Robert.
We appreciate the call. How about that? 1-800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. So, what do you want to talk about?
Food.
What?
Let's talk about food.
What part of your journey, Dale, are you bringing to the table here in this restaurant that is unique?
I think that it is, I definitely wouldn't say a culmination, but it's a really, really significant part of my journey because the restaurant is not, for me, it's not only about the food. It is about pretty much engaging other people with the artwork. A lot of the artwork in the restaurant I had handmade in villages in Haiti. And a lot of things were made in Guyana also that we've used in the restaurant. I've always been interested in the developing world, in developing cultures, and to understand how people sustain themselves. So I've had a love affair with these types of things, with people making things with their hand, using raw materials to create something and make a livelihood with it. And I thought initially that I would, you know, I had a lot of art in my house and I wanted to just showcase my art and, you know, and showcase my journeys. And the best way I thought would be, you know, so this evolved over time and this evolved basically from my childhood. You know, as a home economics teacher, my mother, who's a home economics teacher, you know, you're not allowed, and the rule of home economics is to use and reuse everything.
Yeah.
So I solely so appreciate it. So but right now when we have the ideas of gluten-free, there was a time in my country, in Guyana, when there was a ban on wheat flour, and we were using rice flour.
Huh.
Yes, and this was in the early 70s and the early 80s.
Yes.
So everything now that I'm doing and everything that I'm that is being portrayed at the restaurant is pretty much a really significant part in my life story.
Is this a more satisfying life for you than financial?
It is much more purposeful. However, my financial life, what I found myself doing, because I did equity research, I found myself looking at areas in the developing world once again, like the gold industry. And, you know, so I always am directed or driven by things that, you know, are in the developing world. Yeah.
Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Julia in Pittsfield. Julia.
Hi. I'm yet another person who's very excited to hear about their Ethiopian menu. And I was wondering, on that menu, do you guys have an assortment of things we could put together for vegetarians?
Yes.
As well as on your global menu, too.
Yes, we do. On Fridays and Saturdays, when we serve our injera, it comes with normally 4 sides. And only one of the sides are meat. So you have 3 vegetarian sides. So you ask for vegetarian and we double up or on another item for you. So you could have a vegetarian if you like.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to hear about your restaurant.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for the call, Julia. Now, I assume that you both go home from time to time.
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
Yeah, you do?
Oh, so Guyana?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so how have things changed? How have the culinary tastes changed since you left initially for the States?
You know, this is what I found, and I've sent you articles this week. Guyana has just pretty much been off of the map in terms of, you know, exposing the culinary part of our culture in a way that it needed to be. I think Yuman is doing that more so than. But right now we have chefs in our country. Like last week, there was a culinary exposition in Jamaica, where some of our chefs, for the first time ever, because we are now linking this with our tourism, you know, it's because culinary work is very, very much a part of tourism. And the chefs that went from Guyana to Jamaica, show where there were people from all over the world, said that they did not have enough food. The lines were so long.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
At the stands for the Guyanese food, that now we are discovering and now we are exposing it to other people in the world.
Well, that's exporting your ideas. But what about at home? How have other, in other words, I had a chef from India on, right. And he said, you know, there are so many influences that come in, and we just bring it all in to what we do in India. Mm-hmm. So how has that changed in Guyana?
I think what has happened in Guyana, India has people coming in from all over the world, many, many people. They're a nation of a billion people. Guyana has a population of 800,000 people. Mm-hmm. And we are not a place that, like Barbados or so, where tourists come right. in a large percentage. What we do have, though, is that we are a nation of six different races. Mm. So we have from back in the time, Portuguese, Amerindians, East Indians, Afro-Guyanese, Chinese. So that is our, you know, our range of the mixes right there in our culture, mm-hmm. because we have so many different, you know, nationalities in Guyana. Mm. So basically, as I said, what really changes things or influences things more and more is tourism.
Yeah.
And we are not a big tourist country.
So good. I mean, there's some value into staying
the
old way.
There's so much value in sustaining the natural environment, you know, in the interior of our country, in the Amazon region. We preserve it and we protect it. Mm. So it's great for ecotourism. And they're developing that aspect of Guyana right now.
Our number to call is 1-800-348-2551. We're joined by Chef Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana Restaurant in Albany. Jim in Albany, you're on.
Hi. Just want to say we love your restaurant.
Thank you.
We particularly like it because my wife is vegan, and she's always been able to find things there.
Yes.
So I just hope you continue to do the vegan dishes.
Yes, Jim.
You're welcome.
We will, and we will expand on that. Yes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, usually on this show, people call in with questions. This show is just the compliment show. I've never seen anything like it. And you're sure you're not paying these people?
No.
That's quite amazing. Quite amazing. Not.
You have to experience it for yourself.
Well, someday my wife and I will come.
Okay.
We'll have to get a sitter with some good patience, because usually they run screaming from the house, and then we have to find another one. Our number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. It is a Food Friday. We're in the home stretch here, but plenty of time for your calls. And we have one right here on the line. Oh, she's not ready yet. Barb, our call screener, is having a conversation. All right. Fair enough. Our number to call, 1-800-348-2551. Let's go over to Chris in Schenectady. Chris. No, he's gone. Chris is gone. It's very odd.
Yes, Chris is probably impatient.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You could answer the question.
But Chris
okay,
is...
well, do you know what the question is? She wrote it on a piece, yeah. Just two words, pepper
yes,
pot.
Pepper what pot. Mm-hmm. It's a traditional Guyanese dish that we serve in Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is what I was referring to just now about a country of six different nationalities.
Right.
The indigenous Amerindians, pepper pot originated from them. It's a gravy, a very thick black gravy that is made from the extract of the cassava or the yucca plant.
Right. Ah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a dish that, you know, you use different meats like oxtail or whatever, and it's seasoned with this gravy and other spices like spice and clove and some brown sugar
and
cinnamon sticks. And it's cooked very, very long over a fire, and it's used with bread.
You eat it with bread.
Oh, I love dipping bread
and
in gravy.
Yes, and we're gonna have that. We're gonna have that this year
for Christmas.
For Christmas,
yes.
2 weeks in before Christmas, we're gonna start doing it. We're gonna have it for 2 weeks. And what's good about this dish is that you can leave it outside without spoiling. You can leave it a whole week. The longer you leave it outside, the better the flavor is. You just heat it up every morning.
Yeah, because that cassareep, which is the black
yucca.
The extract from the yucca, it serves as a preservative.
You're kidding me.
It is amazing.
The longer you leave it outside, the better it is.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sold. Let's go to Carolyn in Otis, Massachusetts. Carolyn, you're on.
Yes, hello. I am driving around in Otis, Massachusetts, and I'm wishing that I could come to Albany right now. But I was wondering two things. One is whether you would have or thinking about having at the restaurant any Senegalese dishes?
Senegalese.
You know, we were thinking about a Senegalese dish and a Sudanese dish.
Ah.
Because the Sudanese, you're very familiar with, they like a lot of goat. And what has happened at Umana is that our coconut curried goat is so well demanded. We are up to about from 10 to 60 pounds of goat per week that we sell at Umana.
Wow.
So when I was researching, you know, dishes with goat, based on goat, I saw that there was a Sudanese restaurant in Silicon Valley that was the most popular restaurant. And what was the most popular dish? It was goat, stewed goat. Mm. And the Senegalese is very similar to that. So we're thinking in that direction.
Yes. Well, there you go, Carolyn.
Oh, yes. I just had one other question, and it has to do with the Ethiopian spice debere.
Yes.
It's used in a lot of Ethiopian dishes. And I was wondering, when you're doing your Ethiopian menu, do you get your debere spice from Ethiopia, or do you have a recipe?
Okay, connection's a little bad, but I think we got the question.
Yes, we certainly get our beriberi from Ethiopia.
Oh.
Yes, we get the spice from Ethiopia.
Well, wait there.
Okay,
Carolyn, I'm going to let you go because the cell connection, not all that good, but thank you for calling. 1-800-348-2551. Marianne in Albany. Marianne.
Hi. I'm enjoying the show, and it makes me want to go to this restaurant.
Oh, good.
And one thing I was feeling as the women were describing why they do this, one of the reasons that brought them to do this, is that this restaurant seems not only to nourish the body, but also, just from the description, I feel nourished in my spirit.
Yes, that was the intention.
You know, you're wanting to help the developing countries and just introducing, you know, to other cultures. So I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Marianne. That was really the intention. Yes.
Good. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Charles in Connecticut. Charles, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, Charles.
I was just calling to inquire. We also, with the pepper pot?
Yes.
We also used to eat it with rice.
Yes. And it is very lovely with rice or bread or just by itself.
Or even ground plantains, you know.
Oh, I never had it with the plantains.
Yes, is the Afro-Guyanese side of it.
Like how you do boil and fry?
Yeah, yes. You can have it with that, and it's very, very good.
Oh, very nice. I like that.
Maybe you should try it this Christmas, Charles.
But Charles, I can tell that you're Guyanese, so you know your pepper pot.
Oh, yes. My late mom used to make it, but, you know, I haven't had it in a very, very long time.
Well, you must try ours because we've procured our Kazrip from a cooperative of Amerindian women in the interior. It just came in a few weeks ago from Guyana, from a group of women who this is all they do. So, of course, we all understand that the quality of your pepper pot has to do with the quality of your Kazrip.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
True.
Okay, so we hope to see.
So where is your restaurant again? Because I came in on the tail end of a lot of things.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's 236 Washington Avenue in Albany, New York.
Okay.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you very much.
And the name is Umana. Umana.
Will the pepper pot be good on plantain surprise? That's the question.
It certainly will be.
Yeah?
It certainly will be.
It's good on everything.
Yes. The plantains that I was describing, the crush plant, is called fufu.
Yeah.
So that is what, you know, we use pepper pot with also.
Do you think you might... you know, bring that into the menu, your mom's secret recipe?
Possibly.
I think
possibly.
That would be a good idea. All right, let's go back to the phones. Anton in Albany. Anton, you're on.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good.
Good, Anton.
So I had sort of a comment about how I used to live in Guyana, in Georgetown, and I've also lived in Port of Spain and Trinidad. And one thing I noticed when I was there is that most people, myself included, would only eat meat for about one meal a day, sometimes two at the most.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought that was very interesting. I would wake up in the morning and usually eat coconut or drink coconut pulp and then go on from there. And in the U.S., we seem to eat meat three meals a day. I own a couple cafes, and most of my customers are getting all of their meals with some form of meat.
Yes.
Yes.
So I just was wondering if you've experienced that with the restaurant or if that's
typical,
and how do you change it?
Where people just want meat. Well, you see, we are only open in the evenings.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not open for lunch or for breakfast. So we're only open in the evening. So that one day, that one time per day, meat eating, it can be done in the evening.
Yes,
right.
Fair enough. Hey, Anton, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you. Take care.
Well, this has been so much fun. I got to say, having you both here was a real treat, and the food is delicious.
Thank you.
Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana. And once again, the website is?
UmanaRestaurant.com. And right. We are also on Facebook.
Okay. When you come back, I want some of the pepper pot. maybe we'll have some wine and we'll have a good time.
Possible,
all right?
Possible. Yes. Possible, yes. If you're allowed at work.
Maybe. We will see what Zach the engineer says. It's okay. All right. Well, thanks again. And thanks to everybody who called in. Support comes from Sutter Meats, King Street, Northampton, providing fresh, local, pasture-raised beef, pork, and lamb. Additional house-made items, including rotisserie chickens, bone broths, bacon jam, and handmade sausages. SutterMeats.com. Bread Alone Bakery, Kingston, celebrating 32 years of baking with a new space open for breakfast, brunch, late lunch, or a late snack on Route 9W between Kingston and Saugerties, breadalone.com. And the Lathrop Community, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for 25 years, independent living in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts, in the heart of the Pioneer Valley, lathrop.kendall.org. That is it for today's Food Friday. Thanks again to Susanna Singh and Dale Davidson of Umana Restaurant. Thanks to Zach Malloy at the controls. Your phones were answered by Barb King. Jessica Blaustein Marshall is our producer. I'm Ray Graff. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday for Medical Monday with Alan Chartock.